Gingerbread houses just look like Christmas. Hands up if you made them when you were a kid. Yeah, that's the case for Mary Figueroa, but she ended up turning it from a family tradition into a serious, award-winning hobby. Now a junior at Indiana University, Mary has decided to throw her hat back in the ring after 3 years off of the competitive gingerbread house scene. As Matthew Peterson tells it, it's been an emotional roller coaster for Mary.
Mary Figueroa was feeling awesome. Her house is beautiful. Everybody is telling her so. But now, moments before the winners of the competition are announced, she's starting to see all the flaws. She can't stand still and keeps looking at the exit like she's gonna make a break for it.
Well, I'm nervous, for one, because I want to win, obviously. And I mean, I think I have a pretty good house, but there are some things I didn't love about it.
Like the chimney, for example. She couldn't get some pieces to fit quite the way she wanted them to. This is her third time entering the Conner Prairie Gingerbread House competition. She wants to think she has it in the bag.
I mean, I've been really cocky about it too, so hope that doesn't bite me in the ass.
Everybody's winners. You guys do such a great job. Okay, for individual adult for first place, we have...
But let's back up for a minute. We're in Mary's bedroom near the IU campus. It feels like we're in a different era. There are retro posters on the wall, as well as a homemade collage of movie stars from years gone by. The smell of gingerbread lingers in the air. This has been an important hobby of hers since high school, but her history with gingerbread goes back before that. She remembers her first gingerbread house that she made in elementary school.
I have like a picture of me and my mom and this like little gingerbread house that I made in second grade probably. And I remember like my mom being really creative when making this house and like using a sucker as like a lamp post or something. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
A few years later, she started volunteering at Conner Prairie Living History Museum as a child reenactor. That was the first time she was exposed to the gingerbread house competition.
So I'd kind of look around a bit and I thought it would be kind of fun to get some friends together just to enter the contest for fun.
She entered her first competition as a freshman in high school. And by her senior year, she placed second in the teen division at the National Gingerbread House Competition in 2012. But she kept quiet about it.
Everyone thought it was really bizarre and weird. I even had like a teacher who like kind of made fun of me about it, like in a joking way. But, you know, he would do that in front of this whole class. And then everybody was like, oh, this girl is weird. There was also a really weird article that was posted about me in the newspaper and then another article in our yearbook. And both of them were just really bad and made me sound just pretty insane about gingerbread houses. So I kind of stopped telling people that I made gingerbread houses in high school, and it was just like my secret hobby.
And when Mary got to college, she had to put gingerbread houses completely on hold because it was logistically impossible.
In the dorms, I didn't have a place to make them. And then my sophomore year of college, my kitchen wasn't very big, but this year I have a really nice kitchen and no excuse not to, so trying to get back into it.
Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Where are we going?
Back to Fishers, Indiana.
We're going back to Conner Prairie. The gingerbread house is in the trunk.
I've been awake like at least 48 hours, I think, now. I don't know. It's done. I don't want to let anybody down.
She dropped the house off on a Friday and waited 4 long days to hear the results. Hers is one of 30 houses in the competition this year. Mary and her family take up an entire row of folding chairs. The announcer is at the podium.
Okay, for individual adult for first place, we have Mary Figueroa.
I just won! I'm just kidding. I just won. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I don't know. I was like pretty nervous.
She won first place in the individual adult category, her first ever win at the Conner Prairie competition. And she also won most traditional, which was unexpected.
Now I'm just excited to go see some houses. I'm going to Disney World.
She runs back into the reception hall victorious. She back in the game for good? You betcha. For Earth Eats, I'm Matthew Peterson.
This story was produced in collaboration with the Indiana University Media School. Special thanks to Sarah Neal Estes.